This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
10 after 10 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
After hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Joe Shane is coming back as general manager of the Giants, and I'm good with it. I think Joe Shane has done a really good job with the Giants. I'd give him a B+. And I know that's a crazy take to a lot of people, and I know it's an unpopular opinion, and I know Joe Shane is one of the most hated men in New York sports right now. But I think if you take a step back and you look at the job that Joe Shane has done, especially recently in assembling the young core of this football team, you will realize that Joe Shane has done a really good job. Like, look back at the roster that Shane took over and ask yourself, which position has the team got worse at? Let's start with quarterback. Are they better at quarterback? Yes. Jackson Dart. Oh, Brian Daboll. That was Daboll's guy, Dart. Okay, but Joe Shane still signed off on Jackson Dart getting drafted. He could have easily said, no, we're not doing that. We're going with my guy. So Daboll deserves more of the credit, but Joe Shane does deserve some of the credit for Jackson Dart. How about the running back room? You like Scadaboo? I do. You like Tyrone Tracy? I do. That's a damn good running back room. And quite frankly, the way that Saquon Barkley's playing right now, you could argue that the Giants, when healthy, have a better running back room. How about wide receiver? You like Malik Nabers? I do. I think he's going to go down as the greatest wide receiver in the history of the team. I said that when he got drafted. Do I think that another big-time wide receiver is coming here in the offseason? I do. Would I call the Vikings up for Justin Jefferson? I would. Would I draft a wide receiver in the first round? Yes. As early as 5? Yes, I would. Has the offensive line gotten better under Joe Shane? Yeah, it has. A unit that has gotten so much flack on this radio station, rightfully so, and has received so many, you know, calls, us as hosts, from you, the listeners, the audience. How many hosts on the station have said, man, the offensive line, if they could fix the offensive line. The Giants have fixed their offensive line. And Joe Shane is a big part of that because he has constructed the majority of it. And now not only is it a non-issue, it's a strength of the team. How about the D-line? Which I understand underperformed this year, but I think that's more to do with scheme and a bad defensive coordinator than it does the actual talent. Joe Shane, outside of Dexter Lawrence, put this D-line together. Carter, Burns, Kayvon. And I think, and I felt all along, Joe Shane was closer to completing what his mission was when he started here. He was closer to getting that accomplished than Brian Daboll was. Brian Daboll was clearly in over his head as a head coach. I think Daboll will be a good coordinator again. I think he'll get hired. If I was the Jets, I would certainly hire him. But it sounds like, based on reports, that Tom Brady loves him and he could be the OC in Vegas. But if I was the Jets, I would and I'm drafting a quarterback either this year or next year, I would want Brian Daboll to be the guy that teaches that young quarterback how to be successful in the NFL. Because he's now done it with Allen and he's done it with Dart. But Brian Daboll was not a good head coach. And I think the ineptitudes of the coaching staff of the Giants has made a lot of people not realize what type of talent this team has. Like, just look at this year. We'll do it together. We got 4 hours here. Let's look at the Giants this season and go through the games. Take any head coach you want that's good, either on the unemployment line or in the league. You want Mike Tomlin, you want Sean McVay, you want Andy Reid, you want Mike McCarthy, you want either Harbaugh, you name it. Let's go through the games and say if the Giants had started Jackson Dart right out of the gate, which is what I was screaming for. I was the start Dart guy. I had the start Dart sign on my chest for weeks. If you start Jackson Dart week one with the right head coach this season, and I just gave you all those coaches, you pick whichever one you want. Let's do this exercise together. Are the Giants beating the Commanders in week one? Yes. Are the Giants beating the Cowboys in week two? Yes. Are the Giants beating the Chiefs in week three? Debatable. So I'll give you that one, loss. They beat the Chargers. They would have beat the Saints. They had beat the Eagles. They definitely would have beat the Broncos. I don't think they would have beaten the Eagles in Philly, but okay. They would have beaten the 49ers. Absolutely. The 49ers had nothing in that game, if you remember. They had like two players. They were so banged up. Purdy didn't play. Kittle was out. No, Kittle was in and Christian McCaffrey went. But other than that, they didn't have like any of their skill position players, which most of the year they didn't. But the 49ers have great coaching. Shanahan is outstanding. Salah, not a head coach, but he is terrific as a DC. But the Giants, if they had the right coaching, would have won that game. They would have won the Bears game. Would have won the Lions game. Would have won the Packers game. I lost count, but that's a lot of wins with the right coaching. And that's why you keep Joe Shane, because the roster's there. The Giants have the roster to win. That's why I would give him a B+. Not an A+. It's not complete. Still need help in the secondary. Still need another big-time wide receiver. Some O-line depth. It's not an A+. There have been mistakes. But I think, and Joe Shane alluded to this today, what management has allowed him to do is make up for those mistakes. Now, maybe you're not a forgiving person. Maybe you're somebody that doesn't believe in second chances. And maybe you believe Joe Shane took three steps backwards and you're not going to allow him to make up for those steps and go further, which I think he already has. But you're going to say, well, if he took three steps back and now he's taken four steps forward, that's only one step forward. That's not enough. But I, along with Giants ownership, agree that Joe Shane is trending in the right direction. His last two drafts have been very good. Last year, outstanding. He secured the most valuable thing in all of football, and that's the quarterback. Joe Shane, because this is what I hear. Now that the Giants have a vacancy at head coach, anytime an insider appears on television or tweets something out or writes a story, what do you hear across the board? The Giants' job, the head coaching vacancy, is an attractive job. Well, how could it be an attractive job if the general manager stinks? Explain that. It's an attractive job, yes, because of the quarterback, which Joe Shane deserves credit for, but also because they have a really good, exciting young nucleus. Neighbors, Carter, Scataboo, Tracy, of course, Dart. Burns. That's why it's attractive. And that's why I think a lot of the best ones that are available, and we'll see if Harbaugh ends up getting fired. I think it's more of a pipe dream, more on that in a little bit. But if you're McCarthy, if you're Stefanski, if you're the top of the line, you know, coaches with experience, yes, this is an attractive job. Now, you might not agree with me on my Joe Shane take. I'm sure a lot of you don't, because a lot of people are upset and he's as hated as anybody in New York sports right now. But I think we can agree on this. And Shane was asked about it today, and he didn't comment. So, who knows? But he didn't say yes or no. If I'm the Giants, you have to extend Joe Shane. You have to. You have to give him a contract extension. If you want to fire him, or you were going to fire him, great. Fire him. That's your prerogative. And I would have said, all right, I disagree with it, but okay, fine. But now that you've made the decision to keep him, you have to extend him. You can't be one toe in the water here. There's no half measures. Because if you are a coach with experience, and the Giants need to hire a head coach with experience, you have to show a unified front here. You can't give the impression, because yes, there are a lot of people in the media, and there are a lot of people amongst the fans, I'm not blaming anybody for this opinion, that are painting the picture of the Giants of dysfunction, and they don't know what they're doing, and it's ass backwards, and the standards are really low. That is the local perception. That doesn't mean that Kevin Stefanski feels that way. That doesn't mean that Mike McCarthy feels that way. That doesn't mean that any of the coordinators... I leave the coordinators out of it, though, even though I was about to bring them in, because when you are a coordinator... Now, if you're the top one, like if you're Ben Johnson, you have the pick of the litter. But a lot of times when you're a coordinator, you're just looking for a break. You're just looking for an opportunity, so you'll go anywhere. I mean, Aaron Glenn is a good example of that. Oh, the Jets without Aaron Rodgers? Sign me up for this dumpster fire. Because I want the opportunity, and I understand that. But if I'm looking on the outside in, and I have no, you know, feel for what the media thinks or what the fans are saying, and I'm not on Twitter, and I'm not reading Reddit, or I'm not going on blogs, if people still blog anymore, or podcasts, the one thing I can look at is, okay, they kept the GM, but they're not extending him? Now, maybe they did extend Joe Shane, and we'll find that out. Hopefully, people are sniffing around and they get that information. Because if you're going to keep him, you have to show that you are committed to him long-term. Otherwise, it's murky. Like, are you going to get rid of him after the draft? Are you just keeping him for the end of the year? Makes absolutely no sense. And I believe the Giants have a plan here. And that's why you need to hire the right head coach. This hiring process, this head coach, is so important. It's as important as any hire they've ever made. Because they have the franchise quarterback. They have what I believe is to be the next great quarterback in this league. And you don't want to screw that up with bad coaching. Not necessarily that you'll screw the player up, but you don't want to screw up what's around him. Perfect example. Best player in the NFL is, you guessed it, Josh Allen. I think right now Josh Allen is better than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, if you told me one game, you know, would I take Mahomes over Allen? Probably, but here's why. Patrick Mahomes has Andy Reid. Patrick Mahomes has Spags. Patrick Mahomes has Travis Kelce. That's not to take anything away from Patrick Mahomes, but he has a terrific supporting cast and support system. Josh Allen does not. He has a total idiot as a head coach. Sean McDermott is clueless, awful, just beyond belief bad. And if he became available, I wouldn't hire him with no shot. And they have done nothing in Buffalo to build around Josh Allen. They've done a disservice to him. And he does everything in his power to will that team to wins in the regular season and in the playoffs. And we'll see if they can get it done this week against Jacksonville. They finally have a clear path with Kansas City out. This is their year to get to the Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Will that happen? Doubt it, because their head coach stinks. But Josh Allen is so great that he rises above it from an individual performance. And he does as much as he can to get the Bills as far as he possibly can. But they can't get over the hump because the head coach stinks. And that's exactly why you have to hire the right guy here for the Giants. And that guy, for me, has been and will continue to be Mike McCarthy. Now, coming up in the next half hour, we're going to go over McCarthy's resume, and I want to compare it to Kevin Stefanski's, because Stefanski is the guy that you're hearing a lot of buzz about. Sounds like, based on reports, I think Schefter had the report that Stefanski's going to meet with the Giants this week, and the Giants did confirm they will start interviews this week. And everybody's in love with Kevin Stefanski. In love with him. Oh, he's a no-brainer hire. Really? We're going to go over his resume, compare it to McCarthy's, and we're going to really see how much of a no-brainer Kevin Stefanski is. But first, your calls. Let's go out to Port Washington. Chris is on the phone. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? All right, so I don't know if it's much of a problem of losing, you know, of winning the last two games and ruining the draft pick, because at the end of the day, they have a quarterback, and they're still prospects. It is kind of baffling that they're 4-8 in the last, you know, whatever weeks of the year, and they're like 8-38 the rest of the season. Kind of ridiculous. My thing with the two wins, right, and they put up 68 points in 2 weeks, which seems like they don't do that for the entire season. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be enough to keep some of the guys that are either there, right? I don't think Kafka has a shot. I know they seem to love this guy.
He might have a role on the team. I don't think he's going to have a major role.
So just the guys that come to mind that get major minutes. And I like Tyrone Tracy. I think he's a good secondary, you know, good back. I think guys that are on the block that play all the time, and you know, Dane Belton's out there making tackles, get over 100. Get out. I think Dexter Lawrence is in a lot of jeopardy. Get cut.
Not getting cut. Getting traded.
Whatever. Not being on the team.
Chris,
but these guys.
Well, Chris, I don't want to gloss over that because that's a major thing that you just said. First and foremost, I agree with you. I think Dexter Lawrence is in a really weird situation. So
weird, dude. It looks like he's washed.
I don't think he's washed. I think he's checked out. I think the losing has got to him. I think he is frustrated. It could be money. It could be losing. But the Giants and Joe Shane have to make a decision here because he is not the player he used to be. But I don't think it's because he's washed. I think it's because he's checked out.
Okay, just circle about some point at the end of this. But like, there was a play yesterday, or whatever, and he's lined up, and like he never looks sloppy, right? He's got his jersey. He looks even out of shape. You're right. It looks checked out. But the guys that are there, right? There's no chance like that they gloss over the fact that they're the worst franchise in the last 15 years in football.
No, well, that's not true. That's not true.
Yes, they are.
The Jets are.
By the way,
I don't even take like a victory lap there, and that's not me being mean to the Jets.
But the Giants have made the playoffs a couple times.
Until the Jets make the playoffs, they're not only the worst franchise in football. Okay. The Jets are the worst franchise in sports.
Let me get my point.
We're bad. We're not Jet bad.
I was a season ticket holder until they got priced out at the PSLs.
PSL.
Before last year, statistically, it's Kansas City Chiefs had scored 5,200 points in the last decade plus two. Right, the Giants were last. Okay, the Giants scored 3,700 points, which is two possessions less. So offensively, statistically, they are the worst team in the football last year. That's not my point. My point is that these two wins, right, coming out playing for playing hard for Kafka, looks like they played harder for him than they ever did for Dable this year. There's no chance that this is going to skew the perception that the guys on the team that have been dogging it, Deontay Banks, these guys are brutal. You know what? It's in there. We just got to get the right guy in there because they need to dump everybody.
I don't know about everybody, Chris, and I appreciate the call. There's some dead weight that's got to get out of here. Slayton's got to get out of here. Tay Banks has got to get out of here. Evan Neal's got to get out of here. And by the way, those are all on the doorstep of Joe Shane. Like, why did they bring back Darius Slayton this year? Leadership, is that why? Because there's a lot of flack that Shane and this team has received because you let leaders like Barkley, McKinney walk, and they figured, all right, Slayton's a leader, let's bring him back. I was floored when they brought back Darius Slayton. Floored. I'm like, made no sense other than what I just laid out. And even then, I still wouldn't have done it. Tay Banks, the only thing he's good at, and we saw it with the Raider game, is returns. He actually is good with that. But he's a guy in the secondary that has quit on the field and doesn't feel like tackling or covering half the time, which is inexcusable. And yes, I do think Joe Shane, Jalen Hyatt, there have been players or are players that Shane has sort of force-fed all of us because he's either holding out hope that they turn it around or he's stubborn, which I don't agree with. But I do think that they're going to chew a lot of fat this year, especially from those previous drafts that weren't as successful. And I think they will start to highlight more of the guys from the last couple of drafts, the last 2 years, and then the players from this upcoming draft. Which is why, and I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but because you brought up these last two games, and for whatever reason, they won these games, was not what they should have done. It was meaningless. There's no carryover. And they had an opportunity to have the number one overall pick, and they could have traded that to, I don't know, the Jets for their picks. And it would have given the Giants multiple first-round, second-round picks, whatever the case may have been. And it would have given Joe Shane an opportunity to fill in the necessary voids. Secondary, safety, wide receiver. But that didn't happen. Instead, and I put this out on social media. It got a lot of engagement. Not to brag, but it got a lot of engagement. That, you know, maybe I was a little hyperbolic, but I basically said, you know, the Giants had the world in their hands. They screwed it up. These two wins are meaningless. And losing and having the number one overall pick meant everything. Awful. No way to slice it. I even can memorize my tweets right off the top of my head. That's why I'm a generational talent. And the amount of responses, I try to get to everything. I try to be like Santa. I make a list. I check it twice. I try to read everything, even though, oh, you know, Loogie's this, Loogie's that, whatever.
Loogie!
I saw my buddy a week ago. He's like, bro, do you read the comments? I go, yeah. He goes, they're brutal. I go, yeah, whatever. But they're a comment, though. So to me, a good comment, bad comment, a comment's a comment. Some of the things I heard was, yeah, but you know, we beat the Cowboys. That's great. No, we didn't. The Cowboys laid down. They benched Dak Prescott, or they sat Dak Prescott in the second half. They didn't care. You didn't beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys said, you know what? We're good. That's why Week 18 is a sham anyway, because the NFL are pigs and they have to stretch out the season. 16 games on Christmas, 45 games on Thanksgiving, games on Saturday the last couple weeks, where Week 18 means nothing and you have third-string quarterbacks going up against fifth-string quarterbacks. But these wins mean nothing. Oh, I want to win. I want to build a culture. That's not how you build a culture. You build a culture by hiring the right head coach and by fixing it from that perspective, the CEO, the adult in the room. And that, for me, is Mike McCarthy. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Now, the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. The NFL playoffs are here. And let's take a look at the wild card games in the NFC. Let's take a look at the AFC first. We'll do AFC first. Sunday at 1 p.m., the Bills are in Jacksonville to take on the Red Hot Jags. Buffalo has fared well in the playoffs with Josh Allen. Except against the Chiefs, a team they won't have to see this year. Next up is the Chargers in New England. They play the Pats. This marks the first career playoff game for Drake May. So I'm definitely interested to see how May will fare against, you know, Jim Harbaugh, who's got a lot of experience, took his, the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Now, they have a lot to answer for, and Justin Herbert has not been good in big games. So Herbert really needs to step up, and the Chargers. I always want to call them San Diego because they should be in San Diego. It's ridiculous that they're in L.A. My wife is from San Diego, and the Chargers should still be in San Diego. So every time I say it, I'm just about to say San, and then I have to go to L.A. L.A. doesn't want one team. Somehow they have two teams. To finish up the weekend on Monday night, the Steelers host the Texans. Now, this is a stat that is crazy, and they brought this up when Pittsburgh hosted Miami a couple weeks ago. The Steelers, who have so many of these type of stats that just make you go, wow, they are one of the best organizations in the NFL. The Steelers have won 23 straight home games on Monday night. 23. Now I'm going to give my opinion. That was the stuff I wrote down. Now let me give you my opinion on this. I love the Texans. I think the Texans are going to the Super Bowl. They have the best defense in the NFL. C.J. Stroud is good. At times can be great. They have a number one wide receiver, Nico Collins. They have a decent running game. Woody Marks is solid. Nick Chubb, it's good. But to me, it's their defense. And not a lot of people love to buy into this stuff, but I do. And I think it's something to... I always say this. You don't have to gamble. And if you do gamble, always gamble responsibly. But if you want to give or you want to create an opinion on a game, check the betting lines. Just check them. They can tell a story sometimes. The Texans are favored. I just gave you, Pittsburgh has won 23 straight Monday night games. This game is Monday night in Pittsburgh under the lights. And the Texans are favored. What does that tell you? Vegas thinks they're winning the game. Now, Mike Tomlin, there's always that Steeler pixie dust and magic, and we saw it against the Ravens where the Steelers were dogs in that game. But for me, it's Houston. And I think they're going to the Super Bowl. And I think their defense is going to get, now they'll get Metcalf back, and that's a big boost for Pittsburgh. But to me, and I know Mike Tomlin has had his struggles in the playoffs, I think that's going to add to this as well. I think Pittsburgh getting in and Rodgers having that moment and Tomlin having that moment. Remember, Steeler fans were screaming, fire Mike Tomlin. This was a home game and they were booing Renegade. And ever since that, the Steelers, I think, lost one game and they're now hosting a playoff game, which speaks to how great Mike Tomlin is. But I think the road ends here. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, a little after hours, positive Tommy in prime time. We'll get back to the Giants and your calls on that in just 1 second. We will react to some of the things that James Dolan had to say with Craig and C-Mac on the afternoon show. We'll mix the Jets into the conversation. We'll circle back if you missed it. I opened the show talking about the Knicks, so we'll kind of reset on them. I know the Coalition of Knick Haters wants my thoughts on that. If you missed it early on when I came on at 9:45, I will give those again as well. And remember, the number, 888-808-1019. My buddy, and I'll call him my friend now, because we are friends, and he loves to pull the friend card, and I'm going to pull it now. He is my friend, but he's also a producer, and my producer tonight, and that's Paul Rosenberg. And he does a great job here, and he's got a lot on his plate.
Paul Rosenberg, the legend.
And he somehow coerced Chris Carino and others to record things, putting him over.
Genius, Paul Rosenberg.
Before the show, a little bit of inside baseball here. I don't play the generic rejoins that we have here. I mean, how many times do you have to hear Blink-182 in a 24-hour span? And that's not against anybody that put together the rejoins. But I just don't, that's not my type of music. That's not the type of vibe I set. So before the show, I write out all the songs that I want coming back from break. Not only do I do that, I will give the producer the exact time that I want the song to be played at. Meaning, when it comes to a lot of house songs or EDM, there's a build. And it gets to like that crescendo, and that's what I want. Maybe a little bit of the build up to it, the crescendo, I come out of break, it sets the energy and the tone for the show. Now, some of these songs are remixes. I will even type out the remix verbatim, like who does that? So that was obviously Weekend, Moth to a Flame, Swedish House Mafia was involved with that, but I wanted a specific remix. And the second, right before we get on the air, Rosenberg is like, do you want a chocolate-covered Oreo? No, I don't want a chocolate-covered Oreo. The internet already thinks I put on a lot of LBs. I don't want to put on any more LBs. I got to cut weight. This is winter Tommy, not summer Tommy. Summer Tommy is, you know, thin. I'm a lean cuisine. My arms are noodles. Winter Tommy, I put on a few LBs. So that, for the internet, you're right. And that does happen. Plus, when they do these videos of me on social media, it's the hostage cam. It's like, if you ever want to see positive Tommy again, you will remain positive, and you will give us $100,000 in a brown paper bag. Otherwise, you will never see positive Tommy. So they do a close-in, and all the weight goes to my face. Like, my legs are chicken legs. Girls would kill for my legs. That's why I wear women's jeans. My ass looks like a balloon if you take all the air out of it. Like, if you ever go to a party and the balloons are, you know, and they're all the air's out of it, that's what my ass looks like. So I have no behind. I have no legs. As far as like muscle or anything or weight, and all my weight goes to my face. So even if I'm like a good weight, you see it, and I read all the stuff. It's fine. It's funny. It's all good. But no, I don't want a chocolate covered Oreo. What I want is the song that I write down and I literally verbatim spoon feed to you to play. You don't have to say sorry. It's all good. I've been there. I understand the role you have. It's offensive lineman. We only hear about you when I get upset. But I could tell the second you started playing it that it was the wrong one. I could tell. And enough for nothing, but I gave Fliegelman, who's coming up at midnight, the same type of stuff last night, and he nailed it. Every single song, perfect. Rosie. My ass looks like a balloon if you take all the air out of it. It does. It literally does. It's like I could eat 24 hours straight every day of the year, and the weight would not go to my tuchus. It's so frustrating.
You know, want a bigger butt?
Yeah, I want a butt. I don't even have a butt. So
okay,
yes,
that's
I don't like weight distribution. Like, weight should be distributed equally to all body parts. Now I sound, that's just the way I feel. Like, for me, it's more with the stomach. It's more with the face.
It's like the Jack LaLanne Power Hour right now.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but what I do know is that a couple things. You pissed me off twice now. Number one, with the freaking chocolate-covered Oreo. Number two, you didn't play the right song. And we'll get back to sports here in 1 second. And number three, for everybody listening in the audience, and look, I know I've been accused of a schnorrer, and I'll take freebies, and everybody says I have, you know, deep pockets and short arms. This Chooch Rosenberg walks in today and goes, "You buying dinner?" No, I'm not buying dinner. What do you mean I'm not buying dinner? I'm not buying you dinner.
That's normally what hosts do for their full-time producers.
No, it is not.
Absolutely.
No. Steve Summers, who's rich, beyond belief. He's got an apartment in the city that's probably over $1 million. Sorry, Steve, I'm airing your dirty laundry. And I love you, Steve, and he's bought me dinner. He could buy you dinner. You know where your dinner went to? The teacup cat that I bought that's going to be coming in 3 weeks. That went in your dinner. So take it up with my wife. But I'm not... Are you buying me dinner? Where do you get the nerve? And then you don't play the right songs back, and you want me to feed you.
I think that it's the least you can do for the work that we that I'm going to put into this show.
But you screwed up already. The work you put in, you already messed up. I write it out for you. The rejoin, when to come back out of break, when to hit it perfectly.
Hand up.
An idiot can do it.
Hand up.
No, no, hand up. No, no, it's not accountability. I'm not your accountability buddy. There's no my bads. I used to say my bad to Boomer and Craig all the time. They chewed my ass out. They called me everything under the sun that an FCC would allow. No. You know I love you, Paul. Do you want... No, I don't want to... Why would... First of all, and we're really going off rails. I promise we'll get back. We got 4 hours here. We'll get back to sports. I promise. The Oreo cookie is already one of the great inventions in the history of inventions. Like, I would put it up there with Air and Sidney Sweeney. An Oreo cookie. Now, I'm a double stuff guy. Not everybody's a double stuff guy. My wife, not a double stuff. Oh, that could be misconstrued. So let me take that one back. Strike that from the record. Forget I even said that. Internet, I did not. My wife and double stuffing, just, this is a family
Loogie.
Show. Even though we're after hours, strike that from the records. About a year ago, my wife bought me Oreos. And I said, and I shouldn't have said this, it's a bad husband move. All pro tips to when you're a husband, or if you are a husband, if your wife does something for you, just say thank you and move on. Never, ever comment on it in any kind of negative way. But what I did when I got the Oreos, I said, what, no double stuff? She goes, singular stuff is enough stuffing. And I go, well, quite frankly, I disagree with you, because the double stuff took a great invention, which is the Oreo, and made it even better. Made it even better. Probably perfect. So then why would I need to dip this Oreo, this great invention, in chocolate? I would not. Milk? Absolutely. Milk, Oreo goes together. I already got enough chocolate. I already got enough stuffing. I don't need the chocolate. What?
What? I wasn't going to say anything.
You're looking at me. You're the one with the Oreos dipped in chocolate. Instead
right.
of replaying the song I wanted.
It's very... The Oreo-covered chocolate, or the chocolate-covered Oreo, I should say, was very, very good. It's fresh chocolate. It's homemade. Frankly, the chocolate's better than the Oreo.
Did you make it?
No, a professional did.
Oh, okay.
A professional chocolatier.
Okay, great. I didn't even know there were chocolatiers, and I didn't know it was a required skill to dip an Oreo in chocolate and then provide it for people. Not to knock anybody that does that, but I didn't realize it was a skill. And you've gotten me completely off the rails here, but I'm going to get us back on the rails here, because this is something I've been teasing for a couple days that I wanted to hit on.
Usurp!
Yes, usurp! This is one of the things that I have hit on over the last couple days, or wanted to hit on and never got to it. And I promise, coming up in the next... 10 minutes or so, maybe even bleed over to the next hour, I will compare the resumes of Mike McCarthy, Kevin Stefanski, and I will point out why Mike McCarthy, to me, is the way better candidate over Stefanski. Jordan Renan, beat reporter for the Giants, tweeted this out Sunday morning. Heard an interesting name. This is Jordan. Well, this is me, but this is me reading it as Jordan. Heard an interesting name as a possibility to work with quarterback Jackson Dart on the next Giants staff. Charlie Weiss Jr., connection to Dart from Ole Miss, and obviously, the son of Charlie Weiss Sr. Couple things here. If you're not a college football fan, you still know the story. Lane Kiffin, he left Ole Miss holding the bag, goes to LSU, not coaching them in the playoffs. Ole Miss beats Tulane in what was essentially a wiffle ball sham of a game, and Tulane shouldn't be in the tournament, but that's a story for another day. And then Ole Miss upsets Georgia. Charlie Weiss Jr., even though he's not the head coach, is really the guy calling the plays there. And he was calling the plays with Kiffin. So you could argue that Charlie Weiss Jr. is really the brilliance behind the Rebels and Ole Miss's run this year. And obviously, Weiss has worked with Jackson Dart. So I'm intrigued by that, if you wanted to bring him in as an offensive coordinator. Even though he's going to LSU with Lane Kiffin, but I assume he could just say, yeah, I'm not going there, I'm going to the Giants. This would lead me to believe, though, if they hire Charlie Weiss Jr., that the Giants are thinking about going the defensive coordinator route, which I think is a major mistake. Major. I would not do that. The guy I want, which is Mike McCarthy, CEO, adult in the room, head of the table, that's what the Giants need. They can't go coordinator. It's too much of a risk. And this franchise, this team, us as fans, we are not in a position to go with another coordinator. There have been so many examples through the years of guys that were great, great, great coordinators. Spags, North Turner come to mind immediately. But they couldn't cut the mustard as a head coach. And I know Ben Johnson's doing great. I know Liam Cohen's doing great for now, you know, right out of the gate. So did Brian Daboll. He won Coach of the Year, and we all know what ended up happening. And he won't get another head coaching job in the NFL. No way. He'll be a coordinator. He won't get a head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Coaching job. The Giants can't take that risk. You have to bring in a proven commodity. You know what you're getting with McCarthy. You know what you're getting if John Harbaugh gets fired. You don't know what you're getting with Chris Shula. You don't know what you're getting with Staten Island Lou. You don't know what you're getting with name the hot coordinator that's out there that everybody just goes, you know, crazy over. Jeff Hafley, just to name a few. But you do know what you're getting with Mike McCarthy. You do know what you're getting with John Harbaugh. And where the Giants are at right now, they need that consistency and they need a sustained winning team. And they need the guy that could build that. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
Tommy Loogie, I have to welcome you on your maiden voyage.
Hey, what's
up? I'll be calling you in the future.
Well, thank you.
Plenty of times after this day. Congratulations on the spot.
Appreciate it.
And wish you all the success in the world and the universe, multiverse, you name it. Right. So I want to comment on what you were just commenting about. And also the Shane thing. It seems like because of Mara's situation, the Giants are pigeon-toed. They're pigeon-toed. But to talk about the coaching search, besides the obvious names of Stefanski and Harbaugh and McCarthy being considered, I'd like... If he's comfortable with coming back to the NFL and he can bring his control freak of a girlfriend, I'd like Bill Belichick to be considered only because he has a specialty on defense.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be considered. I don't. And I understand he has ties to the Maras. He has ties to the Giants, and I know he loved his time here. And Belichick definitely wants back into the NFL, and there's several job openings right now. I don't think it's happening here. I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen anywhere. I understand the reasoning behind it, like you, Moose, like throwing it out there. Yes, Bill Belichick is the greatest head coach of our lifetime. I have no problem saying that. You could argue it's someone else, but for me, it's Bill Belichick. I think that for several reasons, the Giants and other teams in the NFL are not going to go near him. He does check a lot of boxes. I get that, but they're not going to.
It's a slippery slope with him because he seemed to have turned a new leaf, but with turning that new leaf, maybe his priorities and his, I hate to say this, cutthroatness of willing to destroy a team's game plan with his game plan, that competitive edge, that Arkham razor he would provide to be a cutting edge for the Giants defense, as well as be the CEO type with he did with Brady.
I hear you. And I think that everything that I've laid out that I want in a head coach has won Super Bowl. He obviously has won several. A guy that could be a CEO, he would be that. A guy that you know what you're getting. Yes, absolutely. But I just think whether it's the game passing him by, nobody wants to touch him in the NFL. I don't think they're going to, and I totally understand that. Now, look, if Bill Belichick got hired, you have to get on board with that because he's Bill Belichick, right? Like if the Giants, they won't. I don't think they will. But if they do hire him, it's hard to say, oh, wow, Bill Belichick? What the heck? That's a horrible hire because he is the greatest of all time in my generation, in my opinion. But I just think it's a situation the Giants are going to not go anywhere near. Plus, I wonder, Belichick would probably want more control. And what does that mean for Joe Shane? Yeah, with personnel. And Joe Shane, now you could argue Joe Shane is here to get walked all over by the new head coach. I'm not totally sure about that or on board with that, Moose. And I got to let you go, even though you want to talk about crazy conversations, which is right up my alley. We could get to that another time. But I think Belichick would want more control, and I don't think the Giants are willing to do that right now when you consider everything that's going on with the state of the franchise. That's just not a route they're going to go. I hear you. You're not the first to bring up Belichick's name. You won't be the last to bring up Belichick's name throughout this interviewing process, but I don't see it happening. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, Positive Tommy in Prime Time here on After Hours. Got you till 2 a.m. We will get back to your calls on the Giants. We will get into the comments that James Dolan made here on The Fan about the Knicks. We will get into the Knicks again and their embarrassing loss tonight against the Pistons in Detroit and their recent, you know, funk that they're in. So there's a lot to get into, but coming up in the next 20 minutes, Mike McCarthy, his resume, and comparing it to everybody's darling for the Giants here, Kevin Stefanski. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.